Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Really strong trade today for grain futures. We are higher in corn, beans, and wheat. Double-digit gains in the beans and the wheat. Kansas City wheat up 13 cents. Or about 13 cents at 668 and a quarter in the December Kansas City wheat futures. A really strong rally here as harvest wraps up. The seasonal lows, or the seasonal tendencies to make lows during harvest, is kind of behind us. So maybe that'll be a good news for those guys that are long wheat or have wheat in storage. Corn futures up 7 cents at 374 and a quarter. And then November new crop soybeans up 14 and a quarter at 1088 and a quarter to close the day. Of course, they closed on their high. So that's a pretty good outlook going forward. Anytime the market closes in strength like that, there's a good chance you'll have carryover into the night session tonight and in tomorrow. Into tomorrow's trade. And then hedge funds have been big buyers across the board today, buying about 7,000 soybean contracts, 8,000 to 9,000 corn contracts, and then 7,000 to 8,000 wheat contracts, all of those lifting futures. And then there's headlines out of Russia that they're possibly about to invade the Ukraine, and they're amassing troops on the borders. There's also talk that this could be retaliation to the sanctions that the West has imposed.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Over the past week, we've seen a lot of different analysts in their expectations on the grain crop, specifically the corn and beans. Most of them are coming in from the 170 to 172 range. But yesterday, we had Informa come in at 168 bushels per acre for corn, about 4 bushels per acre lower than everybody else. And their bean estimate was also lower than everybody else at 44.5. This morning, Bloomberg came out with theirs. They're saying about 170.2 bushels per acre for corn, and that puts us at 14.25 billion bushels overall, and their yield for beans was 45.5 bushels per acre, and that puts us at 3.815. Of course, the big one to round it out will be next week. It'll be on Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., when the USDA updates their numbers. We also had a sell this morning of corn, 160,000 metric tons of 14-15 corn to Columbia. That provided a little bit of support. And then the 6 to 10 day forecast is a little bit negative. They've added rains in both that and the 8 to 14 day, and they've lowered temperatures in both of those. So without any real threat and the growing season nearly behind us and perfect up to this point, it doesn't really look like there's any significant fundamental reason why we'll see a huge rally at this point.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle up a dime at 158.55, October up 30 at 155.95, August feeder cattle up 7 at 221.32, October down 7 at 219.97, August lean hogs up 55 at 116.40, October up 52 at 102.20. In the grains, September Kansas City wheat up 13 and a half at 656 and a quarter. December up 12 and three quarters at 668 and three quarters. September Chicago wheat up 15 and a half at 568. And December up 14 at 586 and three quarters. September corn up 7 at 363 and a quarter, and December up 7 at 374 and a quarter. August soybeans up 14 and a quarter at 1237, and September up 15 at 1096 and a half. October cotton up 51 at 6397, and December up 61 at 6435. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.